ที่ใหญ่ก็มีเนาะ
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Tim, are you with us now?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, this time we're going to turn it over to you for our opening selection.
Okay. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made, I will rejoice, I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice, and be glad in it.This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Tina. Okay, our opening prayer tonight would come from Sandra Yeberton.
Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father.We are grateful that this is the day you have made. We are grateful, O God, that you have allowed us to be here one more time, O God, for family Bible study night. We thank you, O Father, for your many blessings. We thank you, O God, for everyone that's on the line. We thank you, O God, for family. We just bless your holy name and say, speak, Lord. We want to hear what you have to say to us. Feed us, O God. We are hungry.For your word. We thank you for your provision and your protection falling fresh upon us, O God. We thank you for leading and guiding us through all things. And again, we're just so grateful for all that you do. You being Lord of our lives and Lord of our situations. We just say thank God. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen.Thank you, Sam. Okay, we'd like to welcome everybody back to the Thursday night Bible study. We continue our lesson with Talking with God. And tonight our teacher is going to be Reverend Maddie. We're going to turn it over to her.
Good evening, everyone. And again, we praise God for another Thursday night time we come together to look into the Word and to listen forfor what God has for us at this time. And we're so grateful for last week having Minister Street to bless us with the teaching that God, the word that God has given her for us. And as the past few weeks, we've been talking about the power of intimate prayer or personal prayer, your personal prayer life intact, and corporate prayer.And we just thank God for giving us words that we can stand on in a time in, that we find ourselves in. And before I go any farther, because once I get started, I might forget it. I want to back up and say happy wedding anniversary to Lee and Virginia Brown, Robert and Portia Barnes. Mm-hmm. One of them married over 20 years, and the other one married over 50 years. So, would you want to take a minute and say happy anniversary because they deserve it?
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yes.
Don't want to forget it. But we thank God for both couples. But as I was saying, we talk about the power of prayer and how God have given us words to His word to stand on, because when we know that right now, prayer is something that we need to understand fully and walk in completely because of all that's going on around us. And tonight's topic is training to see God, according to Proverbs 3:24, verses 24, 25, and 26. I'm going to read that before I get started. But we know that the theme for our Bible study is talking with God, not talking to God, but talking with God. And as we go deeper into the learning how to pray, then we need to also know that we can train ourselves to see God at work in our lives, which will give us more confidence in his knowing, confident to know that he is God, he is with us, and what do we read in the word, we can believe that it will come to pass. So Proverbs chapter 3, verses 24, 25, and 26, when thou lie down, thou shalt not be afraid, yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. And I know you remember hearing that as Pastor Verwell had prayed many nights, and it seemed like she closed by saying, and Lord, let our sleep be sweet. Now, when you look at the word, and training yourself to see God, you have to understand that when you're talking about lying down, that at night when we lie down is a time when we are most vulnerable for the enemy to attack us, because the thing that he attacks first or most often is our mind. And so when we are not up and moving around and we are lying down, especially go to sleep, there's a chance for dreams that will disturb us, and many thoughts can come that will disturb us and have us thinking, pulling our mind out of the line of thinking that we need to be in to stay focused on what God would have us to see and to think on at this time. So when we think about that, we need to understand that it just is not just a easy stuff that you don't look deep into, because you say, okay, when I lie down to sleep, okay. No, we need to look at it, and we need to see it from God's perspective. When thou lie down, thou shalt not be afraid. Now, I'm telling you, that's heavy. If you can lay down and not be afraid that nobody will break in and nobody will harm you while you sleep, and also that there will be no bad dreams and no bad news that comes in during the night, that's peace, and that's what God would have us to operate in. And when we operate in this place of peace, we're going to be able to see clearly how God is a part of what's going on in our life daily. So it said, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. And Job also in the 11th chapter, verse 19, talks about this, being about sleep also. Being verse 25 say, be not afraid of sudden fear. Now, we know that in the New Testament, John and Paul and different ones talks about not being afraid. And if we're going to walk with God, fear cannot be a part of us. Fear and faith don't live in the same house. So if you're going to be afraid, then you're not operating in fear. But if you're going to operate in faith, you can lie down and not be afraid that somebody's going to break in, that the thief is going to break in and steal your treasures or harm you physically. So that he said, be not afraid of sudden fear. And I know I have at night sometimes heard the phone ring after a certain hour, and the first thing happened is fear grips my heart, because you're thinking, the first thing your thought is something has happened and somebody's trying to reach you. If you haven't had that thought, keep living, because it has happened to me, and I believe to many others. But the scripture saying, be not afraid of sudden fear. Don't be afraid of what might happen, you know, suddenly something happened. Neither of the ruins or desolation of the wicked. Don't worry about them, because if you think we don't need to worry about that while we're awake, and we most certainly don't need it disturbing our sleep. And it said, and when the ruins of the wicked come. Okay, verse 26 says, for the Lord shall be thy comfort and shall keep thy foot from being taken. And I believe in the scripture it also said that keep thy foot from slipping. So the thing we need to realize, according to the scripture, and he said in Hebrew, he will never leave us nor forsake us. So we need to realize if God is with us, we can sleep in peace, sweet sleep.
Amen.
We'll not be afraid. We won't be afraid of what we thought in the news. And it's a good thing. I recommend don't let the news be the last thing you watch before you lay down at night. Sometimes that's not good, because it will help to bring bad dreams and thoughts that disturb your spirit man. And if your spirit is disturbed, you will not be able to stay connected to the Father as you should. So we wanna look at what is being said in Proverbs. Also in Psalms 19, well, wait a minute, I think it's Psalm 11, verse 19. And this is David. Psalms 11, verse 19. Also, thou shalt lie down, and none shall make thee afraid. Yea, many shall make suit to thee, but the eyes of wicked shall fail, and they shall not escape. And their hope shall be as the given up of the ghost. That means you don't have to worry about it, because God will take care of that situation. And you know, David was also the one that the scripture says was a man after God's own heart. And he was the one that he did a lot of things that were he wasn't supposed to do. But when we repent, the scripture says God forgives us. And David is a good example of that, because David asked forgiveness, God forgave him, and David was king of the Israelites, the nation of Israel. So we need to know that when we go through day after day after day, that we need to be mindful of what our surroundings, what's going on around us, and look for signs that God is helping us to make good decisions. He is protecting us from, and I know a lot of us have come very close to having bad wrecks, and you'll say that, you know, God was with me and God protected us, or, you know, I've heard that said many times, and I believe it has happened many times, including with me. But these are signs that we can see with our natural eyes. And we understand in our heart, we need to know in our heart that God is with us, because the word says so. We need to believe it. But we also need to come to that place where we can see with our spiritual eyes and even with our natural eyes some things that help us to know that, yes, God is with me and he's with me daily, because that's what we need. Because God is not a God that's in and out and back and forth. God, he said, he is in Malachi. Is it 3:6 where it said he changed not? We know that what God said in Genesis is still stand. What he said from Genesis to Revelation still stand. So we don't have to worry about God changing. What we can stand on the word, because we know it's solid. But we have to also know that we have to grow in the Lord to where we understand not only his purpose for us, but how he is working his purpose out in us. And so yes. we train ourselves. And that's another thing. It's not something that we were born knowing. Not even our spiritual birth brought in all that we needed to have to walk with God as he would have us to. So that it's a learning process. And I believe it is a process from the time we are born again believers to the time that we are taken to be with the Father, taken to be in his bosom. So it's not something that we can arrive at a place and don't have to worry about it anymore, that we there. Because I think Paul said that, you know, he didn't proclaim that he had arrived, and we should never feel like we have either. We should always, every day, feel like there's something else we can learn today to help us be more able to talk with God, to walk in righteousness with God, mean right standards, and also stay connected to him, which the scripture said in John 17, we're supposed to stay connected to the vine and bear fruit. But if at any point that we stop bearing fruit, then the scripture said the branch that don't bear fruit is cut off and cast into the fire. And they're talking about the life of a believer. So, again, we talked about how the intimate prayer life has to be in place so we can be a part of the corporate prayer, which includes the whole body of Christ. But now as we train ourselves to see God at work in us, with us, on a daily basis, we're going to grow even more to where God can use us not only to walk upright in before him, but we will also be able to help somebody else to understand where we are, and what God would have us to see and to know, that we can continue to be the church that he is expecting to see when he comes back. So, again, the scripture was Proverbs chapter 3, verses 24 through 26. And I want to close by sharing something I read that Dr. Charles Stanley said. He said, "For us as believers, evidence of God's great power is everywhere."
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If only we will see it, viewing the world with wide open spiritual eyes, mm-hmm. changing our perspective, we can live confident in our love, with our loving, omnipotent God who dwells with us daily.
Amen.
Can have the peace of God in the midst of our worst storms. We just need to not only learn how to pray, trust the word, trust God, and believe the word, but we need to train ourselves so that we will not give in to unholy words, that we will be able to not to allow anything that will pull us off focus to take our attention. And this is not just, we can't just be with God on Sunday and then do all these other things the way we want to do it the rest of the time. No, we have to be able to keep our conversation holy, the word say so. We have to have be able to know that what is going on in here with us is also things that is going on around the world. The enemy is trying to pull the people of God away from being focused on the things of God and walking up right before him. So, and know there's a lot of people walking in fear because of a loss of job. Maybe they're having to turn in a car. There may be going to be foreclosing the house. There may be that the children is having to come out of college. That, you know, they're afraid that they may not be able to afford the medicine that they take or buy enough food for their family. All these things is the enemy wants to use to bring us to a place of fear where we will not trust God to keep his promise. Because over in Philippians, but then he said that he will meet our need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That have not changed no matter what's going on in the world today. The word still stands, and we can still stand on the word.
Yes.
Back to you, Robert.
Thank you.
All right, sis, thank you for the words. Okay, tonight our 30 seconds is going to be coming from Miss Jess.
How about everybody? I'm reading from
Zephaniah,
the third chapter, the 17th verse. It says, "The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will rejoice over thee with singing." Thank you.
What was that scripture, ma'am? Zephaniah, what was the chapter?
Third chapter, the 17th verse.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Jesse. Okay, moving right along. Let's go ahead and open up the line for inputs and updates.
This is Jesse again. My brother asked for prayer. He has to have surgery. His name is Robert Powell.
Robert Powell.
He's 83 years old.
Robert Powell.
Yes.
This is Linda Hodge. Our cousin, Barbara Sutton, asked us to put her on the prayer list. She is in the hospital and she's having some problems, but we know God is in control, and she requested that we put her on the prayer list.
Mm-hmm.
And update my brother, Tim, you home? Had his surgery on last week, and he is doing great. Thank you for your prayers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is Deborah Jackson. I thank everybody for praying for me. I had, like I said before, I have stage 4 cancer, but I'm not going to claim it because I'm going to be like a lot of people have told me, and I'm going to end the word of God to speak life and not death. I'm going to live and not die. I'm going to walk in victory. Pray for me on Monday. I go for another CT scan. CT scan, and I have a tooth that has to be pulled out before they can do treatment on me, and that's going to take place on Tuesday, the 1st of July. Pray for me, the 30th of June, CT scan, and 1st of July, two teeth pulled. Pray for me. Thank you.
Psalms 139. Psalms 107, verse 20 said, "That's sure. I sent my word to heal you and to heal you whatever caused your sickness." That's for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Life and the death. I'm living and die. I'm planning for my funeral, but I'm not going to. I'm a continuing planning for my spirit, but I'm going to live and not die. God said, I'm going to live and die. I'm going to speak life. Pray for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We believe in it.
Yes,
that with you, Psalms 107, verse 20. We are believing that with you.
The devil is a liar. He cannot lie. He cannot tell the truth. The devil can tell the truth, but God cannot lie.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God said it.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. I'm claiming it in the name of Jesus. I'm claiming it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory. God be to God. Be the glory.
Have mercy, God.
Have glory.
Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Praise him. He's worthy, honey, to be praised.
Yes. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. The devil tried to beat me up. He tried to beat me up all day, but the devil is a liar. He's no good. He's a deceiver. He's a he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but he's a liar.
Life and give me more.
He come, but he has nothing in me.
Abundantly.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
God has healed you. You just going through the process.
Thank you.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus.
For a reason. God got you front and back, up and top. Down and you with you through
thank
the whole
thing. You
are healed.
Thank you, Jesus. I needed to hear that. I needed the word from the Lord. Hallelujah. I needed the word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I say peace in the midst.
Thank you, Lord.
Peace in the midst.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He said, he told peace in the midst for the beast. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's new every
morning.
Yes.
We thank God for the word, for the praise, and for knowing that God is real, and his word, as I said, still stands, and we don't have to be afraid whether we lie down or sitting up. But I want to correct an error I made in the scriptures that I had given tonight, that Job 11:19 was the one of the scriptures. Also, thou shalt lie down, and none shall make thee afraid. Yea, men shall make suit unto thee. But that was Job 11:19-20. And the scripture from Psalm was Psalm 16:8. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved.
Right.
So I want to correct that. Okay.
Another the scripture that God's given is Job 42:5. All that Job went through, by the time he got to chapter 42, he said, God, I've seen, I've heard about you with my ears. But now I've seen you with my eyes. So all that you've gone through before cancer tried to get you, God, I've seen you with your eyes. You've seen God with your eyes because of all that you've gone through in your life. So you know God got you. You're at the right place at the right time with God. And this is what the prayer group is for. We get together on Thursday night. It's not only to get our lessons, but to help each other out. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Job also 23:10 is, when God gets finished with you, you should come forth as gold, pure gold.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Oh, come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord. Come by here. Lord, we need you, Lord. Come by here. Lord, we need you, Lord. Come by here. Lord, we need you, Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here.
Praise God, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on along. Any more inputs or updates? If not, we'll go right into the roll call.
Thank you. So worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Okay, Michelle, are you on? Still on. Okay, Linda, do you have your roster?
I am. I'm here.
Okay, where did you have it?
Thank you.
We thank God for everyone that was on the line last week. I don't have the number for last week, but we thank God for you. Liam, Virginia, Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Willamette.
Here.
Janet.
Here.
Danny and Juanita.
Here.
Robert and Portia.
Here.
Ole. Gloria.
Here.
Reverend Maddie.
Here.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Gracie.
Here.
Sandra Mangum.
Here.
Denise. Maury. Deborah Bradford. Barbara.
Here.
Linda Simpson. Deborah Jackson.
Here.
Lorraine.
Here.
Ken and Carla. Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Charlotte.
Here.
Renee. Tangela.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Kamari.
Here.
Ashanti.
Here.
Cynthia. Tim. Tana.
Here.
Charles.
Here.
Donna. Tonda. Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Michael.
Here.
Tanya White. Fran, Lisa,
Evelyn. Did I miss anyone?
Yeah. Evelyn C. here.
Back to you, Robert.
Martina is here, Linda.
Oh, Martina. Yeverton?
Martina is
okay. here. All right, back to you, Robert.
Okay, thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Next week, before we turn over to Pastor Burwell, our opening prayer, guess who? Linda Hodge. Our 32nd will be done by Virginia Brown. With that said, we're going to turn it over to Pastor Burwell for our closing prayer.
Thank you. Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you again for another wonderful Bible study. God, we thank you for your spirit magnifying yourself. We thank you for everything that we have done today. We thank you for being in our life, God, touching us, letting us know that you set your approval, God, on this Bible study. God, we thank you for our teacher, God, bringing forth the word of God, showing us, God, the way to trust you, not to fear, God, what the enemy is saying, but to have faith and believe in your word, God. Oh, God, take us deeper depth and higher height, God. Oh, God, help us to trust you more. You said, lean not to your own understanding. You told us in all our ways, acknowledge you from day to day, God, and you will direct our path. Thank you for a peaceful spirit, God. You told us to let not our heart be troubled. God, to believe in you. God, you left peace for each one of us, God. Oh, God, I thank you for everything. Thank you for being a deliverer, God. Thank you for being a healer, God. Oh, God, a way maker, Jesus. We thank you for all of those things, God. Thank you for letting us see another day. Oh, God, a day never seen before, God. Oh, God, in spite of any circumstance, God, but you are still with us, God. You said, Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of this world, God. You will be with us, God, in spite of death, God. We have victory in you, Jesus. There is victory and there is hope in you, Father. I trust you, God, and I believe in you, God. Oh, God, you said if I be lifted up, that you would draw all men unto you, God. And we thank you tonight, God. We thank you for everything, everyone that's on the line, God. Whatever they may be going through, it's nothing too hard for you, God. It's nothing impossible, God, that you cannot do, God. It's no one, God, that you can't heal, God. You are his deliverer, God. And I thank you, God, for being a healer, God. Oh, God, thank you for the work you're having to go in the hospital, Lord, for surgery. God, you be there with them, God. God, you touch the doctor's hand, God. Guide and lead them in a direction you have them to go. Oh, God, you're too wise to make a mistake, God, and you're too just and too wrong, God. Lord, I thank you for everything today. Thank you for every marriage, God, that you kept together, Lord. Nobody could do it but you, Lord. The enemy comes to steal and destroy, God, but you came that we might have life. And that more abundantly, God. I thank you today, God. Oh, God, for giving me peace, God. Peace in my heart, God. Oh, God, if we have committed any sin, God, Lord, move it out, Jesus. If we willfully sin, God, forgive us, God. Oh, God, and help us to have a clean heart, God, and renew the right spirit, God. Help us to walk upright, God. You are a keeper, God. You can keep us, God. Oh, God, from the evil one, God. You is our shepherd, God. And we shall not want for anything, God, because you supply our every need, God. We love you tonight, God. Bless us and remember this country as a whole, God. Give them wisdom, God. Give them the knowledge, God. And help them to make the right decision, God. God, you can see way down the road, God. You can see further than any one of us can, Lord. I thank you right now for your guiding light, God. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, as we lay down tonight, God. Oh, God, we ask you for that sweet sleep, Be with us, the angels encamp around us, God, and help us not to be afraid, but be content, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for keeping us, Lord. We love each one, God. Heal Deborah, Bobby, God. Heal us, Jesus. Help us continue to trust you, God. God, make that test, God, into a testimony for you, God. I know that you can, God. You are a deliverer, God. You said if we touch two or three touch and agree, you will be in the midst, God. We believe tonight. Bless every child that's on the line, God. We with them and lift them, God. Oh, God, guide us, God. Remember the getaway plan and I, God. Lord, be with them, God. Suffer no harm to come against anyone, Lord. Oh, God, we can be the best that they ever had, God. The atmosphere for them, God. Oh, God, go before us, God. Oh, God, we thank you this day, God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, God, be acceptable, God, in thy sight. Oh, God, we thank you again tonight, Lord. We thank you for everyone, God, as we depart tonight, Lord. Be with us, God. Not about nothing, God, but be content, and we praise your name. For your spirit. We love you, God. We rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus. We thank you for everything, God. You said in all things give thanks because this is the will of God. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Pastor Bellwell. Thank you for praying. And when I thank you for being in the night of the night, and everyone.
This call will be recorded.
Good night.
Thank you, God.
This call is no longer being recorded.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Jesus. Good night.